The best of times, the worst of times.
The agony and the ecstasy.
It's hard to know which literary cliché best describes this happening at the Wales Book of the Year Awards this week. The Minister of Culture in Wales, Rhodri Glyn Thomas, announced the winner.
And without further ado, I will announce that the winner is Tom Buller for the Court Glass.
As the guests applauded, Bulla kissed his wife and headed toward the stage to collect his award. And then...
I'm sorry, Tom, I must apologize. I've totally misunderstood the message I was given. And apologies for that. I had the runners-up and the winner on the card.
The minister had read out the wrong name. Inches from clutching the trophy and the hefty cash prize that goes with it, inches from vindication for the 10 years he had spent writing his novel while living on less than $8,000 a year, Tom Bulla had to return to his seat empty-handed. Later, in his blog, he wrote, "Such a quick succession of euphoria, bewilderment, vertigo, humiliation, despair, and absolute brokenheartedness have no place in real life."
As for the Minister of Culture, he wasn't feeling too good either. But he'll get a second chance. He's due at another award ceremony this weekend. This time, he says, he'll ask the organizers who the winner is before he opens that envelope.